no, music is just, you know, it's just something. It's something funny that we thought of to try and describe what we do. It's not really who we are. It's just part of what we do. And music to me is it's like, you know, you're working with primary colors and then secondary colors and then, you know, and then the whole spectrum. And so it's all the patterns, you know, fit together in different ways, and then it becomes different music. And we just never really felt able to pigeonhole ourselves into one style. So that's why the jokes.
What kind of musical influence did you have growing up? Now, a lot of musicians have a lot of different influences, but not many musicians have Willie Nelson as their father. You must have had some pretty interesting guests around the house when you were kids. And what kind of music did that bring to your young life?
Well, it's interesting. I feel like growing up, I've kind of been blessed enough to have almost like a student-teacher relationship in the music world, almost thrown upon me by birth. I just, you know, in the same way I learned the English language, I learned music, you know. And so being around all these incredible musicians, it just cemented that music was always going to be a part of my life. And growing up around all these incredible people has just made me, I guess more humble, in the sense that, all of us have, those guys are still learning. And so you never really get out of the student role. When you really start bringing it in. So many lies, I can't ever reach it, but
you're just like me, you're just a name in a picture frame. You worked at a place called Westerfield Mansion. This has been a home for Janis Joplin and for Russian royalty. You recorded there, you rehearsed there. What did playing in a place like that bring to your music and to your creative process?
Well, I mean, I believe that history leaves an imprint energetically. And so I think that I felt different energies there. There's a lot of music that's come and gone through that house, and I think that it lingers in the walls. And I know that Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company and all those guys used to live there and hang out there. And so, really, this record is a full-on rock and roll tribute to San Francisco. So being in that house was appropriate.
You toured with Neil Young. You collaborated with Neil Young. He makes a guest appearance on your new CD. Tell us more about Neil Young. He's such a fascinating musician. What did he bring to the table for you?
Well, Neil's helped us focus. I mean, Neil is, you know, like I said before, it's kind of like growing up around and being around these musicians. You become, for me as a musician, as a student of music, it's like being in a master class, you know. I think not only are we connecting on a spiritual level, we're connecting on a musical level. And so it's almost as if Neil called out and we all just came. And it felt like, I met our drummer at a Neil Young concert, and now full circle, 7 years later, we're playing with Neil. And I started the band, we started the band, this rock band, based on our mutual love for Neil. And so the fact that it's all kind of gone this way makes me feel like, again, it makes me humbled in the face of the universe and its mysteries, you know. So. It's great playing with Neil. He's a good teacher and a good friend, and he's from the same soul cluster. I feel like.
Monsanto and Starbucks through the grocery manufacturers.
Heinz.
They sued the state of Vermont to overturn the people's will.
You're becoming to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, sharing the stage with Moe, and then the next day, the Putnam Din in Saratoga Springs. People that go to those shows, what can they expect? Certainly your music, but maybe some surprises as well?
Well, the thing is, you know, we've been playing with Neil a whole lot, and we've been really in a groove with Neil, and so it's been great, but then now I think the band is really pumped and excited to be playing our own music again, and I know we have a lot of fans out there that are really stoked that we're coming and playing our own music as well, so I've been writing a lot. There's some new music going to be in there, and we just played a show last night, and it was really fun. You know, I can't even describe how the atmosphere felt. So that's what we really do is live music. We do live music, and it's the closest thing to transcendence that we have here. So I can't wait to get out there and show everybody what we can do, and hopefully leave a little historical imprint on them as well.
And what have I got more to say? I wish that you could see me now, smiling as I face my doubts, if there is more to life than this, I wish I could have.